Friday morning to you. It's 8:12. We're looking at 67 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
I always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know. Also, listening, if you're listening to us on WRHI.com, good morning to you on that platform. And then, of course, on the TV side, on CN2, Caporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Simply follow, check out, like, poke, whatever you want to call it, WRHI and CN2. It all funnels into the same place. We wrapped up our last prom pledge yesterday, Thursday, at Lancaster High School. They're getting ready for their prom this weekend. So shout out to all those in Lancaster at Lancaster High School. Hopefully you'll have a fantastic, fun prom. Prom pledge has been going on since about early April through now. It allows us to go into the schools, all the high schools in our listening area. We've been doing this for 34 years, and we can't do it alone. We can't. We rely so much on our sponsors, and we get a chance to speak to some of our sponsors, including our next guests, the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. We have Forrest Wilkerson joining us. Good morning to you, Forrest.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, thank you again publicly for your involvement in our prom pledge. We get an opportunity at these events when we speak to the students to list all of the sponsors that are part of this. And I know Ashley's emceed some, I've emceed some. And we say these business leaders, they might not know you directly, but they believe enough in you. You're the leaders of our community to invest in this program. What else do you want to let the seniors and juniors and who else is going to prom know about this point in their life?
Really, we're involved here just to make sure that we raise awareness in having a good time at prom. You know, we're not here trying to say don't have a good time, but just be smart. You know, you feel like you're on top of the world at 17, 18, but you still have so much in front of you. Be smart. Don't do anything stupid to jeopardize the rest of your life. We particularly practice personal injury. So I see firsthand just the horrific results of drinking and driving, and certainly don't want to ever have that happen, but especially not on a time that's supposed to be a celebration here at the end of your high school career and the start of the rest of your life.
Well, I think you said it perfectly when you said they think it won't happen to them, right? It won't happen to me. It'll happen to someone else. It's not going to happen to me. But it does, because part of Prom Pledge, we bring folks in that share a personal story about something that's happened to them. The one yesterday at Lancaster, she's an 18-year-old who was on her way to eat with her family, middle of the day, and was T-boned by a guy who had three different types of drugs in his system. So she said, I did everything correctly, he did everything incorrectly, and I was the one that had to suffer.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to mess up your life, but you certainly don't want to have the responsibility of ending or ruining somebody else's life. And anytime you start messing with drugs or alcohol, you think, it's not going to be me, or this isn't going to hurt anybody else. And you end up really with some catastrophic consequences, those actions.
And we also talked to them about how that not only changes their family unit, but or their school's unit, but also the community that we live in. And y'all are a huge part of that community that we serve. Why do you feel like it's so important to really be a part of these community-wide events?
Well, we've been a part of this community for over 20 years. I was raised here. Certainly, anytime we can be a part of the community, we want to give back to what is given, a community that's given so much to us. And a big part of that is just educating young people and making smart decisions, being safe, and really just helping set themselves up for success in the long run. And that starts with just educating them.
I was speaking with Forrest Wilkerson. He is part of the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. They're a big part of our prom pledge. Again, prom pledge has been going on for 34 years. We've gone into the high schools for the last month or so throughout the listening area, bringing this message of encouraging these young people to say yes to a long, healthy, and happy life. As Forrest just mentioned, he obviously knows the ins and outs of a courtroom. And then Forrest, for these young people that whether they're drinking, which you're drinking underage, so that's one strike against you, or doing drugs, whatever they're doing, again, you see the consequences when they're in court. And so this is the best part of their life. If they make a mistake and there's consequences, everything they've worked up for towards for the last, 17, 18 years is pretty much gone like that. I'm sure you've seen cases like that, or young people that you're like, oh my gosh, like they have to start all the way over, basically.
Absolutely. And that's assuming that, you know, the actions that, and decision they make don't cost them their life, literally. Assuming that doesn't happen, which I have seen happen numerous times, you're absolutely right. You know, you get a giant black mark on your record. It makes everything harder. Everything, college, jobs, all that is so competitive already. You know, no reason to hamstring yourself.
Oh my gosh, wow. What was your prom experience like? Like, what do you remember about prom? Maybe some of the healthy choices that you made?
It was a good time. I feel like it was yesterday, but it was not. very, very tame. I think we all ended up just back at somebody's house afterwards, just hanging out, trying to figure out what in the world we were going to do in college. Trying to get out of our parents' houses.
I
would go back to that rent-free living, though.
I think all of us would.
But you did make a healthy choice. You said you went to someone's house. I'm assuming that you put your keys in a bowl. No one drove. You were safe. And, you know, you did still have a good time, but you did make those healthy and smart choices.
Yeah, absolutely. Once you were there, you were there until the next day. So that was the rule.
It's good.
It was accountability too, for sure, right? Your parents knew where you were, and hopefully you communicated with that. I don't know if cell phones were around at that point.
I'm not that old. But yeah, also for families hosting people, you certainly want to look good out. If you have people over, do not let them leave. If those people choose to make poor decisions and you let it happen at your house and they leave and do something to somebody else, you're going to be on the hook there too.
I'm glad you mentioned that. In one of our prom pledges, one of the speakers got up and said that. They said for the parents out there that would rather, if the kids are going to dabble in stuff that they shouldn't dabble in, do it at home under our supervision, that parent is just as guilty as the kids that are doing it.
Yeah, I would absolutely caution people to do that. If you're going to do it, that's your choice, but do not let people leave. Once they're there, they are there for good.
There's no sense in today's time with the amount of ride shares that we have available that anyone should be getting behind the wheel of a car if they've been overserved, no matter their age or under the influence of any kind of substances.
Oh yeah, there's almost no excuse for DUIs anymore. Certainly don't drink underage, but even if you are of age, it takes 2 seconds and $12 to get an Uber, and certainly not worth the risk financially of what DUIs cost, or the risk to your life or somebody else's life.
And of course, we want to say, of course, the drinking age is 21.
Yeah.
So do not, you know, underage drinking is against the law. And also distractions in the car. Like, I'm sure you see injuries from texting and, you know, taking pictures and goofing off.
Yeah.
And just distractions as a whole. So it's not just the underage drinking as well.
Yeah, certainly in high school when, you know, you and all your friends are riding around and messing with each other and taking pictures, especially on the way to prom, everybody's all dressed up. Whoever's driving, just focus on making sure you get everybody to where you're going. There'd be plenty of time for pictures and having a good time with your friends once you get there.
I know we're talking about prom, but this goes for graduation and those other big celebrations in life for sure. Well, again, Forrest Wilkerson is from the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson, one of the many sponsors of our prom pledge initiative, now wrapping up our 34th year. And Forrest, we certainly appreciate you and the support of your law offices and just being a great community member. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Thank you.